IVM.
All right, hello folks to another episode of IVM Likes. This turns out to be the 180th episode. That's 180 episodes of IVM Likes. If you haven't been checking us out, please go back and check out all entire back catalog. There are definitely topics that all of you will be interested in. All right, getting to this episode. If you're joining us for the first time for an episode of IVM Likes, welcome. Welcome very much. How a typical episode of IVM Likes works is in the first half, we recommend some cool things that we have recently checked out and we would like you to check out as well. And in the second half, we talk about a more pop culturally relevant topic. And on this episode, we will be talking about our favorite Hindi movie directors. And I'm sure we have, all three of us have a lot to say about that. I'd like to introduce my panel. I'm Antariksh Thakkar, the host for today. And joining me are Vinay. Hey, Vinay.
Hey, Antariksh. Hey.
And joining Vinay is a new producer at IVM. He just joined a couple of weeks back. And joining us on this episode is Jalasmi, who just joined today. Hi, Jalasmi.
Hello.
Oh, very cool. You literally joined IVM today, right?
Yes.
Wow, what a great day to start. Yeah, great day to start. You already on a podcast. Like, how cool is that, right?
It's very cool. I was so excited you called me.
She looks nervous.
No, really? Oh, okay. Yeah, Vinay and Jalasmi, yeah. Vinay would know because Vinay and Jalasmi have worked together. Before this, Vinay was working at Radio 1, 94.3 Radio 1. And Jalasmi was an intern, am I right?
An intern. Yes.
Oh, wow. Jalasmi was an intern.
Yes, back in 2018.
Wow, what a small world. Did you guys both know that you were applying for a job at IVM?
He knew. So
at first, she didn't know I was joining, but later she got to know it.
Oh, so you're saying that she applied first, but you joined first. Is that what it is?
No. I applied first and I was on the verge of joining. Like some 10 days were remaining for me to join. And then I got to that Jalasmi is also joining. So that's
yeah,
how.
But I knew he was joining through somebody else. But I'm like, Ruko zara ko batane do mujhe pehle.
So she wanted all the info from me.
Okay, that's cool, man. And what after that, then you since 2018 you were at Radio 1 only, Jalasmi, or did you after that stop interning there?
I complete my master's, then I did a couple of internships, and then I was working as a producer for Juggernaut Productions, where two web series.
Juggernaut, the books guys.
No, Juggernaut, the production house, which is under Epic. It's a sister concern of Epic Channel.
Oh, okay.
And the parent company is called Intent Media.
Okay, cool. There is a huge publishing book publishing house also owned by, yeah. I'm forgetting a name. Juggernaut Books. But yeah, pretty
yes.
Cool, man. Nice. And so you've been an assistant director at Juggernaut Films, is that it?
Assistant? No, actually in the production team and the operations team. So yeah.
Okay, very cool, man. I've done a little bit of, not production work, I've done a little bit of screenplay writing and acting work before getting into podcasting and stand-up. So we're all in the same field, guys. Anyway, let's get to this.
I was in retail before going to radio.
You were in retail?
Yeah.
Like what? What did you sell?
Like I used to sell stuff.
Like what? Guests. What did you sell?
Clothes.
Clothes. Oh, okay. Wow, dude.
Yeah.
Wow, you were in clothes. You were selling clothes before getting into radio.
Yeah, correct. And after that, I went into radio.
Okay, wow, dude. I wonder how many people have ever done that.
That's an interesting career.
Yeah, exactly. That's a very...
It's a total switch off.
Yeah, totally different, man. In college, I did architecture. And then I decided that that's not for me. And I ended up in writing and acting and stand-up and all that shit. Anyway, enough about us. Let's move on with the show. All right, guys. Let's start with the recommendation round. Vinay, if you remember, last week I told you would be starting this week off. So your time has come. What is your recommendation for today, buddy?
The recommendations for directors?
No. In the first half, oh shit. Did I not tell you to have a recommendation in mind? Oh, no. Damn. Since this is Vinay's only second week, he has sadly forgotten that in the first half of the show, we recommend something cool, like a movie or a TV show or a book or a piece of music. I'll give you a couple of minutes. You think about your recommendation. In the meantime, I'll move on. Yeah, I'll move on to Jalasmi. What would you like to recommend on this episode?
Okay, so I want to recommend two songs. One is called City by Tanya Nambiar. It's an indie song and it was released in 2019.
Like Pity? So, P-I-T-Y? Yeah, Pity, as in Marpit.
Big
like
City.
Oh, big city.
Big city. Bada Shahar.
Sorry, I apologize. I think I misheard it because of the internet connection. But okay.
Sorry. Yeah. It's called Big City. And she's actually talking about New Delhi, according to her video and her interviews.
Okay.
I mean, I'm curious to know which city she's talking about. But if you listen to the song, relate it to Mumbai also. You know, she talks about bright lights and how she would rather be in the big city than anywhere else. You know, even while people are planning an escape to the mountains, she's like, nay, I am happy here. Big city is where I belong and where my heart belongs. And man, it's a very electro jazz sort of. And
oh, love it.
The song had me at the first beat.
Okay. I'm definitely going to check this out. Electro jazz is my jam. I'm a huge fan of two huge electro jazz artists. One is Parov Stellar and one is Caravan Palace. Please check both of them out if you're at all interested in jazz or electro jazz. So Big City, bye. Who's the artist again?
Tanya Nambiar.
Tanya Nambiar, Big City. Again, this is exactly what my thinking is also. Because I haven't been able to do a recent getaway from the big city. So now this is going to be my excuse. Guys, I just like being in the big city. Kya hai wo mountains mein? Kuch nahi hai. That's about it.
Let's go to the mountains.
Or let's not. That's what the big city song is about, buddy. She's like, don't go to the mountains. Stay in the big city. Increase the traffic. Yeah, and that's why petrol prices are also rising because so much demand.
The concrete jungle.
Yeah, concrete. But the song has great
No, that's okay, concrete jungle, just, you know. Concrete Jungle is another song by Bob Marley. So you're talking about different artists.
No. I'm talking about the city.
I'm joking, man. Cool. All right. Vinay, have you thought about your recommendation? Oh, anyway, Jalasmi, I'm sure you can check out this song on YouTube, right?
It's available on YouTube, Spotify, JioSaavn, everywhere.
Cool. Please check the song out.
Yes. Since we are suggesting, I have another artist. Like, I can talk about artists, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
The artist goes by the name of Illenium. He is a dubstep electro, like it gives you that bar where you will listen to sounds like you have never imagined. It's heavy sound. It go like you can compare it with rock.
What's the name again?
That kind of. It's the artist is called Illenium.
Illenium. Okay.
Illenium. So like last day, like I think last Friday only he released a song called. Hearts on Fire. If you listen to that song, the lyrics and the music follows it. The music is so soothing.
You know what I thought you were going to say? Yeah. He released a song called Hearts on Fire. And if you listen to it, your heart will be on fire. I literally thought you were going to say that.
So it's your heart will not be on fire, but it will melt you down because of the break that it has. So it like from vocal to break, subtle breakdown, you will feel like you should be in the forest. You should be looking at the skies and listening to that song all the that and repeat and put that song on repeat. Like gives you that vibe.
Okay, so that's a
yesterday I shared it on them also.
Okay, cool.
Like so it had blown my mind. Like the night I was listening to that song only, and I had kept it on repeat till this morning.
So your recommendation is exactly that. Your recommendation is the song to be kept on repeat.
The song. And
but the song
and
on repeat.
Also the artist because on repeat and also the artist because the songs that he have made and the album that he had worked on Awakening, that album also gives you a different feel, a different perspective. Like, but people with breakups and heartbreaks can listen to that album. Yeah, you will remember your girlfriends and boyfriends.
Cool, Illenium, Hearts on Fire, right?
Hearts on Fire is latest. Like it released
it's latest,
last Friday.
But check out his entire discography.
Discography. It's totally amazing. That artist is superb.
Okay.
He's an American artist, but he just came to India last summer, 2019, where VH1 Super was happening.
Is he like a new artist?
No, he's not a new artist. He's been in the industry, but people explored him. That's his thing.
Okay.
But but when people explored him, but the songs that he had already is like it started picking up, and that's the new album Awakening also came into the picture, and that's how it did in India last summer. He was playing at the Supersonic in Pune, and he totally blew the crowd. Like set of Vana was something else only. It was a different space. Like he showed that he can be at that level. The other artists as Skrillex, Diplo, and all those stuff.
Okay. Oh, very cool.
You
man.
Should will totally explore this artist.
Yep, we'll absolutely check out Illenium. All right, that's a great recommendation.
Okay, I have one more recommendation.
Okay, why not? Please go ahead, Jalasmi. So the second recommendation that we give on this on an episode of IBM Likes is called a secommendation. It's just a thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Then my secommendation, this song called Madhubala by Amit Trivedi.
Okay. Yes.
It's it's an album called Songs of Love. And the song, because when I was talking about breakup songs, I take care of people who are happily in relationships. So this song is...
No, I'm not talking about breakup songs.
Tumne jo gana diya, it's as good as, song. You know, you were like... Yeah, so no, I'm taking care of the other people.
Okay, cool.
But I disagree, not a breakup song.
Okay, that's some classic Radio 1 banter right there. Okay, please go ahead.
Okay, so this song, it's very cute. It's very cheesy. Iska video bhi kafi cheesy hai, but otherwise, the song is slow and it totally gives you the feels. Like if you have a crush, you should listen to it. Just vibe. It's that cute.
If you have a crush, just listen to it and feel bad about why the crush is not in your life more.
Nahin, it's okay. Sometimes, you know, mountains dur se lagte hai types. So tum crush ko bas dekho, gana suno, khush raho. I think that's what being in your 20s is a lot of the time.
That's true. That's very true. Yeah. Nice, man. That's some great music.
But the song that I recommended doesn't go with heartbreaks. The people with heartbreaks will attach to it because the lyrics and the flow of the song is that way. Like people with relationships and people who want themselves to like alone and like be with like themselves.
Yeah.
Be with themselves can like relate to that song. It's not about heartbreak. It's a good song.
So we are covering the entire spectrum, man. So if you are in a happy relationship, listen to Vinay's song. If you are broken up in going through a heartbreak, or if you have a one-sided crush, listen to Jalasmi's pick. That's all of all rounders, man. We take care of everybody. Yes. There's a little for everyone. Yeah.
Yes.
Coming to my recommendation. Yeah. coming to my recommendation of the week. Are either of you fans of a show called Whose Line Is It Anyway? Have you heard of the show?
No, never.
I heard of the show, yes.
Okay, so there's in comedy, in live comedy, there are like the stage, like, and plays and all that. But in live stand-up, in live comedy, there are basically two genres, right? One is stand-up and one is improvisation, right? You guys know this. Whose Line Is It Anyway? Is a fully improvised show that is aired on... I'm forgetting the channel right now, but it airs on TV. It's been going on for the last 18, 19 years. Okay. It's a very long running show. And initially used to be hosted by a comedian called Drew Carey. And now it is hosted by a comedian called Aisha Tyler. And she replaced him basically after about him doing like 9-10 seasons. He got replaced by Aisha Tyler. Anyway, Whose Line Is It Anyway? Basically inspired a few more shows with similar formats. With the same cast members. Like Drew Carey went on to do other shows. One was called the Green Screen Improv Show with Drew Carey and other people like Ryan Stiles and Colin Mochrie and Brad Sherwood from the cast of Whose Line Is It Anyway. And after that, they did another show, which was a Las Vegas native show. Like it used to only do it in Las Vegas, called The Improvaganza. Drew Carey's Improvaganza. I would like to recommend Drew Carey's Improvaganza on this episode. Because already Whose Line Is It Anyway, I'm sure, has been recommended on the show. And also enough of you will know about Whose Line Is It Anyway. But not enough people know about Improvaganza, which is really sad. Because Improvaganza, there are only like some 30 episodes of it. They aired only 30 episodes. It's all on YouTube. And it's much better than Whose Line Is It Anyway because it's a true live audience. It's not a studio audience. Like Whose Line Is It Anyway is shown in front of a live studio audience. So the reactions... can be a little more, I would say, fake. You know, like, because how studio audiences are. You come there, they tell you, you'll have to laugh. If you're laughing, if this is your laughing level, this is your 50% is a laughing, regular laughing level, every laugh has to be at 80%. If you're 80% of the laughing level, then your laugh actually has to be 100%. Because they are told this because they're like, because the mic is up there, so we can only catch you if you're like really loud. This is because they want the audience to laugh more. Improvaganza is shot in front of an actual live audience that has paid tickets to come and watch this show in Las Vegas. And that's what they capture. And the games are similar. There are some innovative games. But it's all short form improv and hilarious, like super funny. Please go check it out. It's called Drew Carey's Improvaganza. It's available mostly on YouTube, but I'm not sure if full episodes are available any longer on YouTube. So if they aren't, please just search for them online and you'll find them somewhere. So that's it from this recommendation round. Jalasmi, what were the two songs that you recommended again?
Yeah, they were Big City by Tanya Nambiar and Mdubala by Amit Trivedi.
Okay, both of them can be checked out on YouTube. Vinay, what about you?
I recommended Illenium, his new song Hearts on Fire, and his album Awakening.
Nice. And I recommended Drew Carey's Improvaganza, hilarious improv sketch show. Please go check it out. Thank you so much, guys. See you guys in the second half.
See you.
All right. Welcome back, guys. Joining me again in the second half of this episode is Jalasmi and Vinay. Hey, say hi, guys.
Hello.
Okay, welcome back. All right, let's get into this. We will be talking about our favorite Hindi movie directors and the amazing movies that they've done. Who wants to start off? I can easily start off, but who from the two of you would like to start off?
Let's start with Jalasmi.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so I'm going to be talking about my favorite Bollywood director, that is Mani Ratnam.
Great.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
So, why I personally like Mani Ratnam is mainly because, you were saying?
Do you remember the first movie you ever saw, Mani Ratnam's?
No, I don't remember the first movie I saw, but I think the first movie I really liked was OK Kanmani.
Okay, nice.
But after OK Kanmani, I kind of discovered his filmography, and then I'm like, okay, this is somebody I would love to work with. And I'm ready to learn Tamil for him, to be very honest.
Okay, wow.
Okay. So why I like this director is mainly because his films are not just a part of his direction, but he's involved in, you know, story, screenplay and all of that. And he has a dedicated crew that is repeated film after film. So his editors are mostly the same. I think Shrikar Prasad has been his editor since Alai Payute. His camera persons, cinematographers are more or less the same. It's Santosh Sivan or PC Sriram or Ravi Varan. And then, of course, the combination of his films, they are entering stories along with the music of A.R. Rahman and the of Ilaiyaraja. Just make it an empowering, wonderful experience to watch his film.
Wow.
And the themes that he takes. So, you know, you have a lot of social themes combined with, you know, some massage. And that's how most of his films are made. And then the best part about his direction, I think, is the frames that he brings to each moment in the film. And especially films like Kattuvelidai or Dilse.
Yep.
In the locations that they are shot in and the frames that are shown, they are wonderful.
Man, I recently realized that Guru, the Abhishek Bachchan starrer movie, is directed by Mani Ratnam, man. I recently just realized that. That's crazy. Yes. Also, Mani Ratnam and IVM podcasts have a thing in common that neither of you will be able to guess. So IVM podcast has a show called Punyan Selvan's Kadai Podcast. Kadai Podcast, Punyan Selvan. And Mani Ratnam has a movie coming up called Punyan Selvan based on the novel.
The same name.
Yeah, Punyan Selvan. And so check out our podcast and then the follow-up can be watching the movie. Because why not?
Yeah.
That's a great director. Anything else you'd like to say about Mani Ratnam? Yeah, dude, a lot of directors do that. And I love every time they do that. They're working with the same crew. They work with the same editor. They work with the same cinematographer. That means that they like their person. They like their team. They like to stick with their team. And
they trust them
exactly, and I love that. I love when directors and people do that because it implies that okay, if someone is good in their field, that person will get re-employed by the same person. You know, it doesn't imply okay, no, just because you are an editor on movie one, by the time I reach movie five, I'll be hiring better or more skilled people or you know, more people who've been more experienced people. Just kind of bullshit.
Right.
But yeah, I like that Mani Ratnam does that.
And it's not like, you know, because share the same, they work with the same crew and there is repetition. No. I think in Maniratnam's case, there is a lot of experimentation everywhere. And I think that's why his films also stand out a lot.
Hey, Yuva was also him, yeah?
Yes, Yuva wow. was also him.
Man, I'm just looking at his filmography and realizing all these. Yeah, so many movies that you don't realize, man. Very cool. Maniratnam. Very, very cool. Yeah. Vinay, what about you? Who's your favorite director, man?
My favorite is Imaz Ali.
Okay.
Like, because that I think that is out of this world only. He's an alien.
Yeah.
Like, the way he thinks man. About his movies yeah. and how he features them.
I can tell.
Something else only.
I can tell on this episode, Vinay is all about love, togetherness, coming together, not breakups.
Not breakups. I'm a positive guy.
Yes, yes, correct. So
basically, the movies that he has made, like all the movies tell you different stories and you connect well with them, right?
Yeah, I would say, yeah, agreed.
Right. So the stories, like he started from, like his first film did do well. And then after that, he
Which
picked
was his
up
first film?
With It was
Ochanatha,
yeah.
Oh, that's a very, very beautiful movie, by the way. Abhay Deol and Aisha Takia.
Abhay Deol, Aisha Takia. Then yeah. was the, after that, it Aisha came. But for standout for me was Jab We Met. The
yeah,
movie was like different altogether. Kareena Kapoor running out of her house.
Yeah.
She meets Dude. Shahid, who is like depressed yeah. in some kinds.
Correct.
Like, even what the songs and everything.
Great, yeah. Wow, such a quotable movie. Such a great, great movie with
right.
fantastic songs.
It teaches you.
Wow.
Teaches you about life lessons.
Yep. yep.
Like you said, I'm all about life and all. So, and after, like Love Aajkal was also good. And for that me, stand out like the movie that stood out was Rockstar.
Yes.
That. Yeah. That movie. Bought something else only like a person, a college student, like his journey from being a college student to falling in love, breaking his heart and then making it big in the industry, losing his house
I'd like
and everything.
To quote Toote Dil Se Sangeet Nikalta Hai.
Yeah man,
Toote Dil Se Sangeet Nikalta Hai,
right? If I can Ye Jawani Hai Diwani, again another Imtiaz Ali movie,
another yeah Jab We Met Sejal,
yeah,
like
love
Jab Jab Sejal, Harry Met Sejal.
Correct. So Love, Ye Jawani Hai Diwani. Cocktail was also with Ali, correct? Ye Jawani Hai
Diwani. No, one second. Cocktail wasn't Imtiaz Ali. Ye Jawani Hai Diwani was Ayan Mukherjee. Sorry,
oh,
just correct.
Yes, you are right. You are right. I'm sorry.
No, but Cocktail was Imtiaz.
Homi Adjania. Cocktail was Homi Adjania.
Are you sure?
Yeah, she's right.
Harry Met Sejal was Imtiaz, yes.
Oh man, Jab We Met and Ye Jawani Diwani have such similar vibes. I always thought they were directed by the same director. But you're right. Yeah, they are. That's Ayan Mukherjee. Damn.
Tamasha. This one.
Yeah, Tamasha is in the other, correct. Yep. Right. Love Aajkal 2 was shit, though.
That, I didn't, like, I'll seriously tell you, I didn't saw that movie till now.
I didn't see it. I just
saw it. Gaane achhe. Gaane achhe, lekin.
Gaane same nahi hai. Same nahi hai.
Because of A.R. Rahman, yeah. was something like Mahi was good.
Did y'all not talk about Highway when it comes to Imtiaz Ali, a benchmark movie? Yeah,
Highway Mahi. The song is Bhatt, Highway,
yeah.
right?
Mahi Way.
Mahi, yeah. But I feel that song is incomplete in some way. Like the hit ended incompletely or something.
Okay.
Yeah, even I felt that guy shouldn't have been killed in the last. But I think the film is amazing.
Sentence. Yeah, also,
I think our underlying theme of all his films is about running away. Like,
yeah.
tum jo ho, wo hai. But, you know, where you are in your present, you can't be who you are. You have to run away. You have to do something drastic to find yourself and find your life's purpose. But yeah. I think that theme it's been a good one.
Right.
Yeah, I would agree. Highway had another very good song, which I still love, is Pataka Guddi. Pataka Guddi Ho. And
I want to make that the theme song of my life.
Nice. That's a very good theme song to have. Very cool. Yeah. And the actor you're thinking of who died in the end is Randeep Hooda. Great actor.
Randeep Hooda in Highway, right.
Cool.
Right.
That's great directors, both. Absolutely. Without a doubt. The director I want to talk about, and you guys will probably agree that he's a fantastic director as well, is... I was just waiting for a drum roll. But okay, it's not coming. All right, the director I want to talk about, Yashraj. No. I'm not that old, dude. What are you saying? Yashraj made a purani purani picture. I'm just 28. I know I look a little older.
Bro, I'm 27.
Okay, fine. Then take care. Chalo, we're same age.
Chalo, it's always good to be the youngest in the room. Always.
Yeah, wait. Rishi's also there in the room. I think he's younger than you. Rishi's the sound engineer on the call. Anyway, the director, my favorite Hindi movie director is Rajkumar Hirani. And I adore him. So I had two options, okay? I had like, I was very close to choosing Anurag Kashyap, okay, as my favorite director for this episode. Both Anurag Kashyap and Raju Hirani, absolutely beautiful directors. But I know for a fact that Anurag Kashyap's favorite director is Raju Hirani. So I was like, let's go with my favorite director, Raju Hirani. And that's what it is. Raju Hirani, what a career, man. Just what an amazing career. Right from the first movie he ever made in 2003, Munna Bhai MBBS.
Correct.
He's not the kind of director who'll go like back to back. Arey, picture pe picture, har saal pe ek picture aa rahi hai, har do saal mein ek picture aa rahi hai. No. This guy
like
is disciplined.
One movie and it's a blockbuster.
Yeah, one movie, blockbuster hit, changes the game to some extent even.
Correct.
And then the next movie will come on like 3-4 years. And then again, that'll be like a whole new conversation, win a whole new set of awards. The story will be talked about, will be a huge commercial success, huge critical success. Basically, he has cracked what a good commercial movie can do and can be. Because dude, each movie of his even starts a conversation about, so Munna Bhai MBBS was talking, starting the conversation about the medical system and how hospitals work and how the hospital systems work in India. 3 Idiots was talking about the education system. Lagira Munna Bhai was talking a little bit about Gandhigiri and politics in some, like at least ideologies in some way. PK talking about religion and religious institutes. Like just wow, like amazing. Yeah. And he does all of this.
A lot of out of the box thinking.
Correct. A lot of out of the box thinking. And a lot of it is just very everyday concepts that he explains through comedy. Not explains, just starts conversation of them through comedy. And like very good comedy even. Like they're actually good movies. They actually give you the feels in some moments, like where you actually cry. Like Munna Bhai MBBS, you actually cry in some moments. Lagira also. Right. Lagira was a fantastic movie. It's kind of underrated, Lagira Munna Bhai, but... So yeah, starting off with his first movie in 2003, Munna Bhai MBBS. I recently saw Lage Rao and Munna Bhai MBBS recently with my now ex-girlfriend. But I recently saw them with her, and she isn't someone who can speak Hindi that well because she is from Indonesia. So she saw it all in subtitles. She read it all through subtitles. But even then, it's one of the finest movies she's seen, she told me. And she's like a huge movie buff. And she's like, dude, I loved this. I'll watch it again and again now. So great. It still holds up, Munna Bhai MBBS. All the jokes still land. None of them seem like, oh, that's a little crass. You know, that's a little like a sexist joke or something. It all works. For that movie, everything works so well. There's a Nawazuddin Siddiqui cameo in the movie. Great. Yes, please go ahead, Jalasa.
Yeah, I think he introduced us to this wonderful actor, Baman Irani.
Baman Irani, yes, absolutely. Dr. Asthana in the first movie. And I think he's been in almost every... Raju Hirani movie since
almost then. Every film, Virus, yeah, and then in PK he was the head of that channel where Anushka worked.
Correct. 3 Idiots, he was the headmaster. Lagira Munna Bhai, he was the Sardarji. Lucky Singh, I think his name was. Get Well Soon Lucky. Yeah, wohi tha. Sanju mein, was he in Sanju? I can't remember.
I
don't think he was in Sanju.
Yeah, I can't remember Sanju. No, I don't think a lot of us watched Sanju, to be very honest.
Okay. I think Sanju did. But Sanju did really well.
Wasn't up to the mark.
Oh, you thought so? Okay, we'll get to that. Then after that, after Munna Bhai MBBS came Lagira Munna Bhai with a slight star cast change. But Boman Rani stuck around. Oh, dude, how are we not talking about this? Munna Bhai MBBS and Lagira Munna Bhai had one of the best duos in all of in Indian cinema. Right up there with Amar Prem from Andaz Apna Apna. Munna Bhai and Circuit. Dude, what a friendship. What a friendship. This love, Arshad Warsi so much. I don't think I was a Arshad Warsi fan before Munna Bhai. I don't even know if I watched too many movies with Arshad Warsi in them. But Munna Bhai MBBS made Arshad Warsi a star, dude. And a great star it made him. And he's been fantastic in so many movies since then. It is great, this entire
part. Talking of Munna Bhai, I want to ask, what happened to Munna Bhai Chale America?
Yeah, I was going to come to that.
I hope it releases because I am definitely looking forward to it.
You both saw the trailer, right? When it came out back in the day.
Right.
Correct. I just read an article while doing research for this episode, right? I read an article about Arshad Warsi talking about there's probably not going to be a Munna Bhai 3 ever. Because
Why?
Firstly, it's been so many years.
But the trailer was so hilarious for Munna Bhatti.
It was actually hilarious. It was damn funny.
It was hilarious.
So if you go
to Munna Bhatti America, right?
Munna Bhatti Chale America. Chale America.
America.
So if you go to Raju Hirani's Google page, basically if you type Raju Hirani on Google and go to movies, like go to his movies, there is another movie called Munna Bhai Challe Dilli, which I never even heard of.
That's
a little weird. I never heard of that.
Why is everybody going to Delhi?
It's one of those.
The star cast is different, I guess.
No, it said Arshad Varghese Sanjay Dutt when I went inside. Does it not say that?
No, now I'm seeing something else. Yeah, it's Arshad Vasi and Sanjay Dutt, but in a different avatar.
Yeah, exactly. So I have no idea what that is. That it's even real. That is like a fan-made thing. I have no idea. But yeah, very funny. So Munna Bhai, maybe I slugger on Munna Bhai.
On Google, it says Arshad Vasi, Sanjay Dutt, Amir Khan and Sharman Joshi.
Maybe he's trying to make another movie like a social comedy. As we know, the conflicts going on in Delhi, and it makes a great plot for another movie. You never know, na?
Yep, it could be, or it could be just a random fan project that somehow they've listed on Google, and now it is recognized as a Raju Hirani movie. You know, that could be it.
Right.
I'm probably thinking it's the latter, because otherwise at least someone would have heard about it, man. It would be in the news and all. But anyway. Going on from Lagya Munnabhai, Munnabhai Chale America is probably not gonna happen. After that, after Lagya Munnabhai in 2006, he came out in 2009 with Three Idiots. Again, fantastic. I would say it's a tough bet between Lagya Munnabhai MBBS and Three Idiots for my favorite Raju Hirani movie. But Three Idiots, again, fantastic, starring Amir Khan, Sharman Joshi, and R. Madhavan. And Kareena Kapoor.
Bomani Irani.
Great. Again, Bomani Irani is such a great character actor. You come to know in this movie. He has that the virus. That's his name, no? Virus?
Virus.
Yeah.
Yeah, correct.
Viru Sahasrabuddhe.
Are wow, you remember. Yes. And I remember the pen wala. Ke, sir, why don't we use a pencil in space? You can just use a pencil. Great, dude. Like, really makes you think about the education system. We've been talking about it for years, how our education system is just about marks, not really understanding your source material. And this movie accentuated that part and really talked about like why it's important to at least chase excellence and then success will follow. At least that kind of a thinking is much more beneficial than just chasing success, obviously.
When the movie was released, there were too many suicide cases and everything going
on. Just talked about it. I remember, like for a month or two after watching the movie, my own parents' thinking around education had changed a bit. But then it went back to their regressive, you know how it is. Okay, marks lao. Tumhare kya Munna Bhai dekh li to? Okay, sorry, Three Idiots dekh li to. Uske baad 10 marks laoge. Aisa kaise chalega? Ye to kuch bhi understanding nahi hai. But anyway, Three Idiots again, a fantastic movie. Great story, hilarious. Great, fantastic scene in the movie was the buffet scene where they crash. They crash the wedding. And they are like trying to fill their plates. They're trying to fill their plates, and Sharman Joshi like, "Yar, roti ke liye jagah nahi hai." And some Amir Khan character was like, "Arey, khaan, wahi pe ke adjust kar le," because the place is like just laden with food, and it's so funny. Love that movie, man.
And Kareena peeche se dekh rahi, and she's making faces.
Yeah, correct. Very true.
Correct.
That whole scooter ride with Amir. Sharman Joshi's father and Kareena Kapoor while they're on the way to the hospital. It's a very serious scene where the father is almost dying at the death's door, and it's like a hilarious scene where he's driving with the
hands. Even that roti making scene.
Even the roti making scene with the hair and all. Oh god.
Hair and all.
So great. Oh man.
We learned from this movie ki guys naak beech mein nahi aati hai.
Haan, correct. Naak beech mein nahi aati hai. And don't use the same handle Use the same chimta that you use to make roti. Don't use that on chest hair, basically. Also, we learned that. Yes, correct.
And don't use pencil in space.
Correct. There's some very important learnings in this episode. From this movie. Then after Three Idiots in 2009 and 2014, released PK, which was hated by my father especially, because he was like, "How can they question religion?" I'm like, "Dude,
religion.
It's a movie, man. Lighten up." I don't know my dad, but he has not lightened up. anyway, love again. Really good movie, PK, for me.
The be- The best part for PK was whenever someone used to come to slap him, he used to take one God's picture on the...
Oh, shit. Oh yeah, I remember yeah, that
correct,
scene.
Correct. That's hilarious.
Yeah. And how it was funny how he held hand that woman and, you know, he started speaking Bhojpuri all of a sudden.
Yep.
I mean, oh, yeah.
No, but he downloaded that data overnight.
And that moving car. What is that? Moving car, right?
Dancing car.
Yes, correct. Also, the late, great Sushant Singh Rajput was in this, was in PK.
Right.
Yep.
Yes.
Now, Anushka's boyfriend.
That's what happens when you make fun of religion. Sorry, that's enough said. moving on, lastly, the last movie he has made after PK is Sanju. He made that in 2018. And Sanju was on the life of Sanjay Dutt. Everyone knows this. I don't know why I'm explaining this. But it was based on the life of Sanjay Dutt. And also Guru Dutt, Sanjay Dutt's father. Right? Guru Dutt, no? What's his name? Guru Dutt, no. What's his name?
Sunil Dutt.
What am I saying? Duru Guru Dutt. Yeah. Sanjay Dutt and Sunil Dutt played by Paresh Rawal in this movie. And Sanjay Dutt was played by Ranbir Kapoor. The movie got a lot of flack because it was shown that they're trying to whitewash kind of Sanju.
Yeah,
they're trying to explain away everything he did. Okay, saying either he was under the influence of drugs or he was misled in a certain way. But
only
you have to take...
Only the good parts were shown in that movie.
Yep, correct. Yeah, a lot of... like basically they made it about his struggle and not about...
About the things that he has
like
done
the bad or even the idiotic things like right. even if it's true that he got the gun because he was like misled and he was like are you willing for protection, even if he did do that, even if it's just this is bad judgment, it's still very idiotic to do that, right?
Correct. Yeah.
So but in fairness to them, in that movie that part was still shown that oh, this guy is an idiot, why did he do that. So yeah, I guess it's a pros and cons kind of thing.
Yeah.
But a good movie nonetheless, dude. I had a good time. One sad part about Sanju though, I don't remember a single song from the movie. Not one song do I remember from the movie. I think we have talked about this on I Don't Likes on a previous episode. But I remember songs from almost every other Raju Rani movie except for Sanju for some reason. I don't know why. But it is.
How many
is.
Songs were there? Two.
There were quite a few.
One man. Was where one where he acts in the bar. Like he tries to lip sync.
Yeah. Then there is a
And one is with Sonam Kapoor's character.
Sonam Kapoor? Yeah, correct. But the one is also with his best friend's to-be girlfriend or something. And then there is
Karishma Tanna's role.
Yeah, Karishma Tanna's role. I think there's a song during that part. No, isn't there? If I'm not wrong. Or I could be.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Koi baat nahi. Sometimes, you know, albums don't work.
Yeah, exactly. And end credit song. There's that end credit song with Sanjay Dutt. But yeah, still... I would still say Raju Rani. What a fantastic, fantastic filmography. And it's all upward, man. Yeah. The next movie, I'm sure, is going to be as big a hit as the others were. I'm actually looking forward to the next Raju Rani movie. So, that's about
it. Yeah, and if Raju sir is listening, please make Munna Bhai Chale America. I think we'll all look forward to it.
Oh, wow. You think Raju sir is listening? Sir, I'll act in your movie. Awesome. Okay. That's it, guys. That's it from this episode. We talked about some amazing...
Tell us me, you need to get the fundings then for Munna Bhai Chale America.
Chalega, yeah, yaar. Our production house wale hai. We'll try. No problem.
Yeah, correct. All right, Jalasmi, what was the... could you just remind us what director you talked about today on this episode?
Yes. I spoke about Mani Ratnam and it would be unfair to credit him alone. So Mani Ratnam and his crew and combined with Yaar Rahman and Ilaya Raja.
Very cool. Vinay?
Yeah, I spoke about Imtiaz Ali. And how like he thinks out of the world for all of his movies.
Yep.
Like from making Rockstar. Like Rockstar was on a different level. Basically.
Absolutely. Love Rockstar. Love the songs of Rockstar also. Were great songs.
Right.
And I talked about the great Raju Hirani. One of our finest comedy directors in India. And that brings us to the end of this episode. Vinay, where can people follow you online?
On Instagram, at I am Vinaya.
Okay, and Jalasmi?
I have a private account, so I guess in the next episode, maybe.
You can still tell them, and if they want to follow you, they can follow you.
Yeah,
and if you want to accept it,
yeah,
they can accept
it. It's called Hathi Ka Bachcha. It's called Hathi Ka Bachcha on Instagram.
That's hilarious.
Because my surname is Hathi, no. That's why.
Your surname is Hathi?
Yeah. Manji.
Okay, man, you must have gotten teased throughout your life. So let's not do that on this episode. We'll save it for another time. Hey, I'm not going to talk. My name is Antariksh Thakkar. Okay, so I can't say anything to anyone. all right, and at you can follow me on Instagram at Antariksh T and on Twitter at Antariksh Tech. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you for joining us on this episode of IVM Likes. See you guys next week. Bye-bye.
See you. Bye.
See you. Bye-bye.